What is happening? Welcome to the Plus Pitch Podcast, your morning pitching podcast from pitcherlist.com. My name is Nick Pollock. Today is June 26th, and yes, we are going to talk about baseball. You in Philadelphia. I'll be at the Xfinity Lounge at 5 p.m. on Friday with Alan Adair and other pitcherlist staffers. It's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to the Philadelphia Phillies and Marlins game after as well. So just hit me up. Let me know if you're coming. I'll make sure that we save some room for you. But yeah, it's just a fun time to just go to Philadelphia. I know some people have been requesting a Philadelphia meetup, and looking forward to that. I also will not be recording a Plus Pitch podcast or streaming on Friday morning because of it. I apologize. Actually, I will be doing Plus Pitch, just not the SB Fab, I don't believe. I got to figure this one out, but yeah, it's going to be a little bit slower on Friday because of this. Okay, Yonny Chirinos, 5 innings pitched, 1 earned run, 3 hits, 3 walks, and 5 Ks, 78 pitches. He was my lead. I know, a weird day of pitching across the board, and I went with like the most boring guy because Yonny Chirinos is for 2 straight starts, and among all of the things that we're going to talk about, you might have seen this and gone, wait a second, is he getting ignored a little too much? And I'm going to say no. It's something I'm calling dancing with the disco, which is throwing sliders over the plate and getting away with it like Anthony Descafani used to. And that's what Yonny Chirinos does with sinkers upstairs, and that's really it. He gets the Phillies next, so we're not really going to do that. But if he were facing a middling offense like the Diamondbacks or something like that, I probably wouldn't do it either. So you can ignore Yonny Chirinos. When he was really good back in the day, it was a different slider with a splitter as his main thing, and that's not really the case anymore. Tarek Skubal, ace is going to ace. He was like the one ace who actually survived. I mean, you could say also Seth Lugo not being an ace, but kind of looking more like an ace every single time. This is the Marlins, and he destroyed it, so fine. Hunter Brown looked exceptional. 20 whiffs for Gallo's pull in this one against Rocky Road. Yes, Rocky Road, sure, but 12 over 39 four-seamer whiffs, sitting 97 with 17 inches of IVB is ridiculously good. 6 innings, 0 runs here, 7 Ks, 5 base runners. He got the win. Still 3 walks, though, because the secondaries aren't quite amazing. The cutter at least was refined enough to sit glove side, but the other offerings, the slider wasn't there at all. Curveball, changeup, those things, not so much. Still, this is a real foundation for Hunter Brown that I've been searching for. He's got it. He had 6 of his 7 strikeouts on that four-seamer. Yeah, that's pretty cool. So I'm hooked on Hunter Brown at the moment. I know that he's had a nice stretch, but honestly, during that stretch, it wasn't really this. And this is the first time I saw, oh, wait, hold on, you've got the thing, and this is great. He also had one other start of really good command. Maybe it was his last one or the one before, but Hunter Brown is certainly turning the corner. You have David Peterson going against the Yankees, 1 run, 4.1 innings, but he had 103 pitches to get there. Yes, he had 8 strikeouts, 5 walks. He had a changeup that was down and low, and he only got 1 strikeout on that one. So yes, he got 6 whiffs on it, but the whole thing with David Peterson is just not really that great, if you ask me. It's very inefficient, it's not really the slider dominating. I don't think that changeup was that great. It was down in middle of the zone, so not really underneath it. I think it was just a surprise, and that was that. He does get the Nationals, and that could be a decent stream, especially with Grimace on his side. But yeah, I don't think I really want to go after David Peterson. Randy Rodriguez did an opening for the bullpen of the Giants. We're moving past that. Hobie Milner opened for Bryce Wilson, who, get this, he dominated for 6 shutout frames following in against the Rangers. What? Like, he kind of sounds like a discount Nut Boris, but he really isn't. And Nut Boris being Bud Norris, he's not. I just remember that as a joke, but really, Bryce Wilson is not this good. I can't believe that he got through this one. Maybe the Rangers just aren't that great as an offense, but yeah. Okay, if you want to go with Bryce Wilson, you do you, not for me. Kyle Hendricks did it again. Second time straight against the Giants. This was second start from back from the IL, and second start with that curveball working. 7 innings, 2 earned runs, 5 hits, 1 walk, 4 Ks. That's great. He gets the Brewers now, who are much better than San Francisco. Not really interested in this Kyle Hendricks. Is a curveball really going to stick around? It's been nice to have it for 2 straight starts. I don't know if this is really going to be that run that we see every year from Kyle Hendricks being a Toby all of a sudden. Maybe. I would leave him on the wire for the Brewers start, and we can assess it from there. Zach Littell came through as my streaming pick of the day. 5 innings, 2 runs, 5 base runners, 6 Ks. Good thumbs up. 14 whiffs. That's nice. He had a splitter working in this. 7 whiffs on that one. I actually think 6 and 7 on the slider. That's nice. But that's really it. He's just a streamer in my view. And with the Royals next, you might want to hold on to that. That's fine. But yeah, don't really get too enamored with Zach Littell. You have Andrew Heaney going five innings, 200 runs. That was PL Bot's stream pick of the day. Got the loss, sure, but in eight base runners. But hey, 200 runs in five innings, 4Ks, productive enough. And it was a good BSB of four seamers up and sliders down. Much tougher matchup, of course, with the Brewers than Littell, too. So that's really nice to see that. He goes against the Orioles, and I don't want to do that, but he could get the Rays after that. So I would consider picking him back up after the Orioles start. You have Kevin Gausman against the Red Sox. Got the win. Six innings, 300 runs, though. It's a poor quality start. And if you're realizing, wait, Nick, that's really quick for a 300-run game. Yes, we have so many guys who allowed 3 runs or more yesterday. Six base runners, so you got a 1 whip and 5Ks. And it's kind of like the reverse Gausman of bad ERA, good whip, which is not typical at all. Splitter's 3 for 34 whiffs, guys. Gausman is not the guy that we need him to be. He needs to be like 8 to double digits of whiffs on that splitter consistently. It's not. So he gets the Yankees next. I don't know if I'm cool with that. I really don't know. I want that to be a questionable start. Spore picked him as the sit of the week in our fireside chat. You have Mitch Keller against the Reds, 5.2 innings of 300 runs, 6 hits, 3 walks, 6 Ks. He was one out away from a very poor quality start, and he did get a Philly against the Reds, but I actually think the command was generally fine, and that's cool. So I think we're still fine with Mitch Keller against the Cardinals. Tyler Anderson survived against Oakland for a win, 5 innings of 300 runs, 10 base runners with 5 walks and 2 Ks. This was a game of his changeup trying to do everything he could, and everything else was just scatterplot. So, not his best, and he still came through for a win. Props to you for that, Anderson. Now you get the Tigers. You should be better there. Bobby Miller is so disappointing against the White Sox. 2 innings of 300 runs across 60 pitches. Oh, my gosh. 7 base runners and 1 strikeout. How am I supposed to butter my bread with this? A lot of those today. Bobby Miller looked terrible. The stuff is great. The stuff is really good. He just can't put anything where he wants to at the moment. It might be just rust to shake off. It could just be a tweak, and all of a sudden he's changing his mentality or whatever it is. We saw this with Walker Buehler, too. I can't express this enough. I think there's something innately wrong with the Dodgers, with how they're instructing their starting pitchers. I don't know how. I don't know what it is. Maybe it's them trying to keep them healthy and slowing them down and not letting them get into routine. Maybe, honestly, it's just the approaches that they have. I don't know. But this ain't it. And hopefully, Bobby Miller clicks into place. I'm stashing him. If you don't want to start him over the weekend, fine, go ahead. As long as the Dodgers feel comfortable starting Bobby Miller, they say there's nothing injury wise that's holding him back. They say, no, you just need to get more experience on the bump. Then okay. Then we keep going with Bobby Miller, I think, but it's okay if you want to take one start off. Brandon fought against the Twins, 6.1 innings, 400 runs, 5 hits, 2 walks, and 2 strikeouts. Careful Icarus here, because he actually did really well for a bit, and I still have my hesitations because there's no real true number 3 pitch. He had a 3-run blast in that 7th inning after a walk and a single, but like, I still feel a little bit weird about Brandon Fought. He gets Oakland next. You can't turn that one down, and I would definitely go for that, but I just feel like Brandon Fought is very Toby-esque. And you have Joe Ryan against the Arizona Diamondbacks, 6 innings of 400 runs, 6 hits, 0 walks, and 5Ks. He had a long ball right out of the gate, and then he had a second inning with 2 more runs, and that's it. Ugh, this was actually one of the better ones of all the aces. We'll get to all of them, including Castillo and Suarez and Cole and Gore and blah, after this break. Ranger Suarez went against the Tigers. Should have been a slam dunk. 6 innings, 400 runs, 9 hits, 0 walks, and 4Ks. He was cruising for a little bit, got rougher. I mean, really, Ranger Suarez did not have his best command. This is the thing that we've seen all year, is Suarez has been locked in, especially with that changeup. Wasn't as good here. And it's the Tigers, and the Tigers then even took advantage. It probably is just a hiccup. It's not one of those things that we all of a sudden, you know, fire the alarms and stuff, but I hope it's not the end. I really hope it's not. Chris Flexen against the Dodgers, 5.2 innings of 400 runs, 6 hits, 3 walks, and 3 strikeouts. Yep, it was the Dodgers. We move on there. Luis Castillo against the Rays, 5.1 innings of 400 runs and 9 base runners. Only 58% strikes on the four-seamer, and that's your big issue here. We have seen 3 out of 4 starts from Castillo be disappointing lately. Don't worry. Every single pitcher goes through a rough patch every single year, and this is that one for Luis Castillo. It's fine. Adam Mazur against the Nationals got the win. 5 innings, 400 runs, 6 hits, 1 walk, and 0 Ks. How am I supposed to butter my bread with this? But only 1 walk, and he was just way in the zone. Just completely was like, all right, I'm just not going to walk anybody. See what happens. And you got to win. 55 pitches for five innings. They just kept slapping. And I guess it worked out for Mazur, maybe-ish, but no, we're not there yet. Cole Irvin against the Guardians, four innings and 10 hits. Four runs, zero walks, and one strikeout. How am I supposed to butter my bread with this? I mean, it's wild. You don't want to go after Cole Irvin. Just don't do it. Austin Gomber's throwing harder, but it was five earned runs in 5.1 innings, so no. Mackenzie Gore against this was against the Astros, Austin Gomber, but we're still not doing that. Mackenzie Gore was against the Padres. Is he just a cherry bomb now? I don't want to say that, but it kind of feels like that with Gore. The curveball was actually better. The four-seamer was not. This was five innings, five earned runs, five hits, three walks, one strikeout. How am I supposed to butter my bread with this? The beginning of the game was ridiculous. There was benches clearing because Profar got hit in the... they had some words. Benches cleared. Then Profar got hit in the toe. And I gotta say, Gore was not trying to hit him. I don't actually believe he was trying to hit him. Because that was a fastball at 96 that he's trying to go inside. And he missed down. If he's trying to hit him, he's going like the back. He's trying to do something else. I don't think he's trying to do that. But you can say whatever you want with that. Fine. Very next pitch, he throws a fastball pretty much down the pipe because he just missed so badly to Profar. And Machado hits it out. I honestly would not have thrown a fastball on the next one. He's so clearly amped. You throw a curveball or a changeup or something else. But whatever, he hit a two-run shot. And it was just a bad day for Gore. I'm still starting him. I think Mets, Cardinals, you're going to do it. You should do it. I'm buying low for Mackenzie Gore still. Mitch Spence against the Angels. 5.1 innings of six earned runs and eight hits and one walk and six Ks. And a grand slam capped a five-run fifth, and that's your ball game. Wasn't nearly as precise with the cutter. The slider was just all over the place, like dancing in the disco. You have Hunter Green, who vomited after the first pitch of the game. So, yeah, he was a little bit off. Four innings of six earned runs, seven hits, two walks, five Ks. Okay, there's that. Brian Bello, you can drop. Yes, I'm saying you can drop because he was just all over the place in 2.1 innings of seven earned runs. It's unfortunate. I was really hoping the changeup was going back. You could say that was a Dennis, maybe, of coming around for a moment but not sticking around for long. That is a 30 Rock reference. Unfortunate there, and we just got to hope that Brian Bello clicks in later. I feel like it's not worth the ceiling. The ceiling is not so good for you to endure this. And then Logan Allen against the Orioles. He had three innings of six earned runs. It was Allen against the Orioles. We don't want to do that. And, of course, Gerrit Cole. My gosh. Oh, my gosh. Four innings, six earned runs, seven hits, four walks, zero Ks. How am I supposed to butter my bread with this? Oh, I think Sarah Langs posted that Gerrit Cole hasn't had no strikeouts in a game since 2016. In the first inning, he was at 96 or higher with all of his fastballs. And then he didn't hit 96 the rest of the game. Terrifying. I'm scared. I feel like a dingus for seeing that first game back against the Orioles. I feel like, yeah, everything's fine. It's Gerrit Cole, and like there's no reason to be afraid. And I have to put in a rule now. I really do. I even put it like that you need three starts every time to be aces against ace. But because it's Gerrit Cole, like the Gerrit Cole, I changed that. And I shouldn't have. I'm just going to just take a lesson out for whatever reason. I just can't. I need to see it for, I need to see 80 pitches in a start. And I didn't get that. As long as the Yankees are like, he's going in the next game, everything's fine. It was XYZ. Okay. But I need to see what the news is because the velocity was down and that's something. We're looking at today's games. I got to say, I spent so long this morning updating this for all of you. Okay. There are 20 million changes. So we're going to go through this. Now the current today's starting pitching rankings. And by the way, this could have just changed already because everything's just changing, whatever. I don't know what it is about today. George Kirby, Grayson Rodriguez, Reynaldo Lopez now. Luis Gil, Dylan Cease, Ryan Pepiot, Gavin Stone, Cutter Crawford, all in that auto start tier. Probable start tier, it's Nathan Eovaldi and Brady Singer. Questionable start is Spencer Turnbull, Simeon Woods, Richardson, DJ Hurz, and Kyle Gibson. For the most part, you've removed some of these names. So, for example, Andrew Abbott's not going today. Jack Flaherty's not going today. Shota Managa's not going today. And Chris Sale's not going today. Trevor Rogers isn't going today. Davis Daniel's not going today. Colin Ray's not going today. Mason Black is not going today. Andre Pallante's not going today. There's also a doubleheader with Atlanta and the Cardinals. So, that means, we've got Kyle Gibson going today. He's the only one of all the added starters who's going into the questionable start tier. And even that one's close because it's Atlanta. And then, let's go into this do not start tier, which goes from rank 15 to 32. And we've got lots of things here. So, Joey Estes and Spencer Arrighetti, same stuff from before. Graham Ashcraft is now returning from the minors to go against the Pittsburgh Pirates. This is all do not start. I am not encouraging any of you to start any of these pitchers, okay? So, Graham Ashcraft gets this because he could go six innings. We've seen before the cutter and the slider can work. If he has decent command, maybe the sinker does show up, okay? Bryce Elder goes against the Cardinals. Maybe he gets a win. I don't think the Bryce Elder is very good. He had that good run last year. That's not likely to return. Hayden Birdsong is going against Hayden Wesneski. Two Haydens. Okay, you got Birdsong. You might not know who that is. He's making his MLB debut for the Giants. He throws hard. It's like 95 plus. We've seen him go 97 or hit 97. Probably will be up to 98 today because it's your MLB debut. I don't think he has the best command or control really as well. Slider is your number two. The shape on that four-seamer, not exceptional. But he has gotten some strikeouts in the minors. He has had some walk rate problems too. That could just all of a sudden be an amazing debut of everyone going, whoa, he throws so hard and he got all the whiffs and sliders were good enough. But then I don't really think it's going to be good moving forward. Okay. But we'll see what happens there. You have Eric Fede and Sean Manaea still going against horrible matchups. And because they can go six innings or whatever, they're there. Now it's Hayden Wesneski on the other side. I don't know how long he's going to go against the Giants. I don't know how good his sweeper and everything else are going to be. So I really don't want to go after that. You have Ryan Nelson against the Twins. You have Carlos Carrasco against Orioles. Blah. Luis Ortiz, maybe the cutter is good this time. Blah. Then you have all this stuff. Okay, Keydera Montero for the Tigers is going with an opener against the Phillies. I don't really love him that much. There are some moments where he looks really good with a hard fastball. If he has his breakers working, don't love that one. Ronson Contreras is showing up and pitching for the Angels. What? As he gets against the Athletics. You could actually argue they should be higher up, but it's Ronson Contreras. When's the last time he was actually any good? He got DFA'd. So, yeah, you have Matthew Liberatore going instead of Andre Pallante for the Cardinals against Atlanta today. He's been in the bullpen. He's not even stretched out probably. It's just like a bullpen game. Likely it's game two, which is smart if you're the Cardinals because you want to see how much of your bullpen you have for that second game and then after the first one, right? Okay. Ryan Feltner against the Astros you don't want to touch. Dallas Keuchel. Oh, my gosh. He's now on the Brewers and he's going against the Rangers. What? Why do that? No. Valente Belazzo. 2 L's, 1 Z. Sorry, Michael Govier, is going against the Royals for the Marlins. Not a guy that you want to go for with strikeouts. He had a 7 strikeout game, but the other 4 games of AAA, so 5 games, all of them were 3 strikeouts or fewer. No thank you. He's a bad shape 4-seamer, low 90s with a cutter that's not very good. No thanks. And then Yariel Rodriguez, who doesn't go long at all in Fenway. All that, it's ridiculous today. So much stuff. So let me actually talk about tomorrow. We've got many fewer, and we've got pretty much more straightforward. You got Zach Wheeler, Chris Sale, Corbin Burns, Jack Flaherty, showed Imanaga. Now, what's annoying here, and also good for you, bad for me, is Jack Flaherty's going against the Angels. Why is that bad for me? Because I want to give him the ace is going to ace tag against the Phillies. I want him to dominate the Phillies, so we feel really good about it. Now it's the Angels, and he should dominate. I guess I'll give him the ace is going to ace tag if he dominates there, but I want it a little bit better. And, of course, Imanaga, after like allowing 10 runs, I'm just going to say, you know what, you're at the bottom of this one for now, as I expect Flaherty to get the ace is going to ace tag after this. Probable start to you. You have Carlos Rodon. Obviously, you're going with that against the Jays. And Andrew Abbott now pushed to tomorrow. I have him against the Cardinals. Should be fine. He just had 10 strikeouts. He's a little bit cherry bomb-esque, but I think you're just going to go with that. You have questionable start to your Ben Lively as he returned from his hiccup and was fine last start, and the Royals aren't very good. Questionable start, though. I don't really want to go for these. Jordan Hicks against the Cubs. He's been a little bit shaky lately. His sinker's been allowing a lot more ICR. Splitter and sweeper are inconsistent, but there is a chance that this does work. Michael Wacha's changeup was better last time. I don't know if it's going to be there against the Guardians, who can be a good offense. You have David Festa as my streaming pick of the day, which is wild. I don't do MLB debuts for my streaming picks of the day. None of these questionable starts would have been streaming picks. It would have been all do not start anyway. And you know what? I want to just go for it with Festa because he's fun. David Festa throws a really good four-seamer with super high IVB, over 18 inches in his last AAA start, 7 feet of extension, over 95 mile per hour fastball. And that means that his Fan 4 Plus, that is the expectation of earning a whiff on this four-seamer, with 100 being average, 124 being 24% better than average. That's what his fastball was in his last start. He throws it high as well, has secondaries too. I kind of dig David Festa, and he could be starting tomorrow for the Twins. I would definitely make him a spec ad for your fantasy teams. Jordan Montgomery against the Twins has looked better lately, so maybe that does work. I don't know. Jose Berríos gets the Yankees. Ugh. John Gray against the Orioles. Ugh. Really rough stuff there, but they have chances to go six innings. And the do not start tier, Drew Thorpe goes against Atlanta. The ceiling isn't very high. Maybe he has his changeup working great, but if he doesn't, it's a terrible floor. Trevor Rogers gets the Phils, no thanks. Zach Plesac, not a chance against the Tigers. I don't care. I don't want to do it. Obviously, there is a small one, but no. And Andre Pallante is actually going tomorrow as he goes against the Reds, and I just don't really want to go for Andre Pallante. That is it for today. So many updates. I gotcha. We'll be back tomorrow for another edition of the Plus Pitch Podcast. Thank you all so much for supporting what we do. My name is Nick Pollock, and may your BABIPs be low and your strikeouts high.